I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps, a Church World Service of Lancaster podcast that offers you a glimpse into the lives of some very special refugees. All the people you will meet in this series faced life-threatening oppression in their home country that forced them to leave the world that they knew behind, to go to a new country, not sure what they would find, but filled with hope of building a better and happier future. These are their stories.
I graduated from college. I have a bachelor degree in chemistry science.
Mahir is from Iraq. He and his family arrived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania 3 years ago. It's a city where he and his wife Hamza and their two children finally feel safe. Safe from the war-torn country from which they were forced to flee. Although they lived almost daily with the threat of bombs exploding in the streets of their neighborhood, overall, Mahir and Hamza felt life was manageable. They were raising two beautiful children, had good jobs, good friends, and were close to their families. They believed their life, despite all the challenges they faced, would be in Iraq. Things changed, though, as the Iraq war began winding down. Mahir and Hamza, along with other members of their family, needed to leave Iraq quickly. On their last night while packing up what little they would be able to take with them, the magnitude of leaving home sank in.
The last night in Baghdad was like packing up our stuff, leaving our house. It's like, it's kind of like, I cannot describe it because like I was concerned about everything, about my mom and dad and my brothers and sister, if I can see them again or not, about my like relative that I can, like if I can see them anymore or not. For me, it was terrible. I couldn't stop crying. And it was like, we went to a restaurant to eat food with them, just to remember that last night. So we had some pictures of that last night. And we always still like looking at those pictures, remembering that last night. It was like, I don't know how to describe it, just like left my heart there and came in here by just my body. Because I have to do that for my kids, for my small family, but I left my other part in there, which is really hard.
Last night, it's something special. Like, I had pictures in my mind. I will never forget those moments at all in my whole life. One of those pictures, we had a picture for our wedding hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. So last minute, we left the house we used to live in. Her sister, she unhook or take this picture of the wall. I feel like something really important to me, something really touched my life, my whole life, my everything is somebody take it off the wall and they gonna put it somewhere or they gonna store it somewhere. I wasn't sure I gonna be back again. I walked out to the dark so I can start crying, because in our culture now it's not easy for the man to cry. Mm-hmm. Because it was very, very emotional moment.
The flight from Iraq to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania was very long and exhausting, particularly for Mahir and Hamza's children and Mahir's father, whose health is not good. But finally, the trip did end with a joyful family reunion. Phil Hostetter, who headed up the team from Nesville Mennonite Church that would help Hamza, Mahir, and their family get settled in Lancaster, met them at the airport, along with someone very special.
Maher's younger brother, they call him AJ, Abdullah is his real name, but they go by AJ as the American, was actually here, had come to the United States, maybe 8 years before the family came. He came for high school, kind of in a refugee status situation there. Well, he came to the United States for education in high school and then stayed on and started in a refugee status and continued his studies at Elizabethtown College. And so when Church World Service connected us up with his family, then he and I met before his family came, and he and I both went to the Harrisburg Airport to meet the family that was coming in. And at that stage, it was three brothers that were coming, a sister, and then mom and dad. So we were there at the Harrisburg Airport, and it was just a joyful reunion because AJ had not seen his mom and dad for many, many years.
Mahir and Hamza were exhausted from their travels, yet the memory of arriving in their new home in Lancaster that first night remains vivid.
They were a great team in the Nashville Church. They like, you can feel they're like your family. They're concerned about you, which is good. Like, it's a good feeling after what you faced in that trip, and after when you, like, Maher said, when we went to Miami, we were like, oh my God, what we did to ourselves? Are we gonna live with this kind of people? They're not nice. They're like, but like when we came in here and we saw the people at Nashville Church, we were like, wow, they're great people. I still like remember the first night we went, like when we came in and they had everything, like the food. They get halal food, which is like from the restaurant. We cannot eat regular chicken and meat. They get the halal meat for us, the halal chicken from the Iraqi grocery store. And then they had a great salad. I still remember that. And they're like offering lots of stuff. They're like really warm people. Like, you can feel they're like part of your family. They're not like just, okay, we're helping you because you're coming here and that's it, because that's, no, they're welcoming you like you are part of the family.
Phil Hostetter grew up in a missionary family, and his background showed in the many ways he helped Mahir and Hamza transition from life in Iraq to life in the U.S. One of the big learning moments in his relationship with them came a few days after their arrival.
But I think the thing that probably stuck out to me the most, helped me understood what they were leaving, was within that first week, and I forget who he asked me this question, was, you know, are we allowed to go out of the house to go walking in their neighborhood? And I just started laughing. I said, yeah, of course you do. And then it's like, do we need to take our papers along with us? I said, what do you mean your papers, like passports and things? Like, I said, no. You're in a very safe neighborhood. You can go out and go walking as you like. You know, we would encourage you to get that, especially with the younger Maher and Hamza's children, to let them get outside and explore the world. So I think we got them over to a local park.
Finding work was a challenging part of Mahir and Hamza's transition. They were both highly educated, Mahir with a degree in chemistry and Hamza a degree in math, and both had years of professional work experience in Iraq. Even so, they could not find professional positions in Lancaster. Although disappointed, they knew they needed to find work quickly to support their family. Hamza found work first as a substitute teacher, and Mahir, shortly thereafter, took an entry-level temporary job in logistics. A field he knew nothing about, but it didn't matter. It was a job.
Our journey to find a work at the beginning was so difficult. We are so open, and we applied up for a lot of jobs, but there is no luck, especially with the professional side of the jobs.
Right.
So it was so difficult at the beginning. Then we decided to go move forward to find another option. Mm-hmm. So when Hamza started finding a job as a substitute teacher, mm-hmm. then, and this is in March 2011, mm-hmm. and March 4th, so then I was give her a ride until they called me one day from the temp agency. Okay. I found a job entry level in my current job in Wood Patterson Logistics. Now moving up from working with peers to be to be in the management level, it was difficult at the beginning. I got 6-time promotion, I got some awards, some certificates. Just now I am in this position now as a supervisor to the department I used to work with at the first place when I started as an entry-level job.
Hamsa's substitute teaching provided the flexibility she needed to care for her children, and it proved to be a great environment to learn the ins and outs of how things are done in Lancaster schools. Like Mahira, she impressed many people with her knowledge, skills, and ability to collaborate well with others.
And when I went there as a substitute, because I sat with them last year, then they know me. And when I went there, the principal assistant, she was there. She welcomed me, and she was like telling me about the new building, the new staff, and they told me about like everything in there. And she offered like if I stay with them for a month. And then after that month, they said, if you can stay for another month. And then I spent like about like half of that year with them. They told me about they have opening position in the main office. Actually, it was like it's paraeducator, and like, but like I have to work both sides, like in the main office and then in the with the kids, like whatever I see a trouble, I jump in there and help them. They found a good helper, which is good. So I like them so much. They're a wonderful team and they're fun too.
Mahira and Hamsa both come from families who believe in giving back to your community. When I first met Mahira, he was helping an elderly Arabic friend solve a computer problem. So it came as no surprise to find out that Mahir had taken the initiative to start a computer training program for the refugee community, which led to even more.
My name is Stephanie Gromick, and I am with the Refugee Health Program at Church World Service here in Lancaster. You know, I haven't had the chance to observe him, but I have heard many, many testimonials from him, and I've actually linked him with some other, like, classroom assistants. Mm-hmm. And they were high school students, but they went to a couple of his classes just to kind of help out, and everybody loves it. They really do. They love these classes. He'll do anything from how to turn your computer on, all the way to let's tear this apart, let's figure out what's wrong with it, and then let's put it back together, you know? So
highly individualized.
Yeah, very much so, very much. And something that I thought was really great was that Mahir doesn't have a curriculum per se. Mm-hmm. He has fill-in things, but he says that he lets the students guide each session. Mm-hmm. So if they come in and they have particular problems or questions, mm-hmm. that's the agenda for the day, okay. You know, and that's what they'll do. And if he doesn't know something, he says, okay, then that's the agenda for next week. Truly, when he starts a new session, I get phone calls left and right. Where is this class? What time is it?
Da-da-da-da. So you know, just got around.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a great thing that he's doing. It really is. Mm-hmm. And everybody is so appreciative of it. But also, you know, we've asked him to be part of our leadership team, in a sense, to speak up for some of the Arabic needs here in Lancaster. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty confident in saying that I think that he has a pretty good grasp on some of the Arabic needs and that he could speak from a neutral perspective on what they need in collaboration with what we're looking for and kind of how we can work together.
Mahir and Hamsa's journey is a love story of two people who still love Iraq, the country that was home to them for many years, and now the United States, their newly adopted country. A love story of two people that love and are loved by family and their new extended family in Lancaster. And it's a love story of two people that are making their dreams come true for a better life for themselves and their children.
And the happily ever after. The end.